What does the 99% do that the 1% doesn't? Bread and circus. Panem et circenses. That is bread and circuses. In Latin, the language of ancient Rome. Give the masses bread and circus, entertainment, and they won't look at what you do on the top. Superficial appeasement. In order for people to need only 1% of their brain capacity to work, one needs to distract them from activities that use more of that darn brain capacity. Because if the people did use it, the 1% would not be as high as they are. They would have competition. You.
What?
Yes. As I have said before, Wallace D. Wattles in two of his books, but especially in The Science of Getting Rich, says things that other New Thought writers didn't say. His The Science of Being Well has only one useful thought. The whole book. So its truth value is only 10%. The Science of Getting Rich has a truth value of 70%, and The Science of Being Great has a truth value of 40%. The thinking stuff part is BS. It is what the positive thinking attraction people dupe you with. Ignore that at all cost. If there is a book that teaches much of what you need so you don't belong to the bottom 99%, the mindless ones who live on panem et circenses, that is the one book. The Science of Getting Rich. It is politically incorrect. If by politically correct we mean, support the 1% by keeping you in the 99%. I am going to quote the most important parts of the book here. Out of all those important parts, the most important are the parts that say, keep your attention on what you are doing, instead of what others are doing, whether you like what they are doing or not. When you look around, you see people posturing on social media, spreading misinformation, slanted information, argue, complain, criticize. All activities are designed to distract you from keeping your attention to what you are doing. And to be truthful, unless you spend 6 hours a day with your attention on what you are doing, and therefore you do it well, you are not producing anything of value, therefore you will be poor in body, mind, and soul. There are the important elements, the who, the what and the how. Who you are, attitude, when you do your thing. What is the thing you do? And how you do it. The 99% differs from the 1% in only those things. The who, the what and the how. Whether the what is mindset, or work, or reading, or even getting entertained, is immaterial. But, if you look, you do most things completely mindlessly, with a default who, and a default how. And even your what is normally haphazard, not something that is worth doing. Or worth doing all the time. And when you think up what is missing, you are looking at yourself and your life through a narrow cone of vision, and don't even consider looking at your whole life, body, mind, spirit. When you ask me to activate self-discipline, you don't consider if you are going to apply self-discipline to what. One of the tricks of the Roman panem et circenses is the circenses. The dopamine drip or rush. If you are a junkie. Or is that junkie? No matter which version of the word you use, it means you are hooked on dopamine. And your chances for success are between zero and none. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter, a chemical in the brain, that is closest associated with pleasure. And reward. It is, just like a kitchen knife, can be used for good and evil. A job well done produces dopamine, i.e. a reward. Browsing the internet, commenting on others' wall, gossiping, blaming, excitement seeking all produce dopamine without doing anything useful. And faster at that. Almost instantaneously. But the nature of achievement is that any achievement worth having takes time, some effort, and some dopamine. Dripping instead of pouring it on. If you manage to get the who, the what, and the how in line, the dopamine drips gently and slowly, just enough to keep you going. If no dopamine is present in your purposeful actions, one of the elements is not in alignment with the others, and dopamine is not forthcoming. It is either the who, the what or the how that is out of line. When things are not working, there is something that you don't know/see. As a coach, my job is to catch what is out of line. And because there are many pieces to keep together, in even just one of those three elements, most people, the 99%, cannot line them up. Or try to line them up without doing anything. One of my students wrote this morning, life is war. Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but in one regard it is like war. You are the supreme commander of an army. And so far your army is sitting around drinking, smoking, playing cards. They are not trained, they don't know what they are supposed to do, and they don't listen to their superiors. So if life is war, you see that the army needs to be trained, taught how to do what armies do, how to manage them, and lead them to success, instead of menial stuff or failure. Both are a horrible use of an army. I have written and published 5,000 plus articles, each deal with some aspect of that army, training it, manage it, direct it to win. In my experience, you can only deal with one thing at a time. Even if you can hold 14 things in your mind, like I used to. And that means that you correct, however long it takes, one thing about your army or about your war. Not everything. Young casual man looking up in confusion with plenty of question marks above head. The Paradox of Choice, that was a bestseller by Barry Schwartz, teaches that the more choice you have, the less effective you are. Yeah. It is absolutely my experience. When you are building your army, one thing at a time, till completion. This is, by the way, what Wallace D. Wattles calls the certain way, that is one of the most important elements of his teaching. It is practical, and it is the hardest for people to fathom, to implement. In the world of computers and internet, the illusion of FOMO, the illusory fear of missing out, the illusion that you need to attend to everything, this is the hardest, the certain way. And unless you reduce the area where you think you have to be active, the stuff you think you need to keep pace with, you are relegated to the 99%. Now, for adding a little grayscale to this picture, if you master your army, and you master your war, and you master yourself, you don't immediately go to the 1%. There are millions of positions, shades of gray between the 1% and the 99%. You could be in a 50% in addition to being in the 99%, or the 2% in addition to being in the 99%. If you still view the world in the binary thinking way, you won't be able to do this work. Guaranteed. Everything is on a scale. Except maybe one thing, whether something is a wave or a particle. So practically everything is on a scale. And if you insist on living on the binary level of your being, in the basement of your being, you are SHT out of luck, as far as elevating yourself out of that basement. I have had a discovery, jarring as it can be, that your vibration is what you can be. But then there is the vibration of where you actually operate, and really look from, most of the time. My vibration, where I can be, is above 900. I realize that to live in this world, to write to people who live in the basement of their being, I have to speak from a much lower level of that skyscraper I used to visualize vibration. I speak from 300. Because if I spoke from 900 plus, you would not be able to understand a word, to relate to anything I say. But that, sadly, also means that even though I can measure that you are capable of living at 200 vibration, when I observe you, when I listen to you, you live way below that. Most of my 200 vibration people live at 100, some even at 70 level. I realize that on Sunday when I heard all the binary statements. At 200 binary disappears and is replaced by a view that has more facets than the two. The more facets you can see and consider, the higher you are looking from. Okay, here are some of my favorite Wallace D. Wattles sentences from the Science of Getting Rich book. You want to get rich in order that you may eat, drink, and be merry when it is time to do these things, in order that you may surround yourself with beautiful things, see distant lands, feed your mind, and develop your intellect, in order that you may love men and do kind things, and be able to play a good part in helping the world to find truth. What I want for myself, I want for everybody. There are three motives for which we live for the body, we live for the mind, we live for the soul. No one of these is better or holier than the other, all are alike desirable, and no one of the three, body, mind, or soul, can live fully if either of the others is cut short of full life and expression. If you want to help the poor, demonstrate to them that they can become rich, prove it by getting rich yourself. Note, poor in any of the three areas, body, mind and the soul. There is never any hurry on the creative plane. Do all the work you can do, every day, and do each piece of work in a perfectly successful manner, put the power of success, and the purpose to get rich, into everything that you do. Guard your speech. Never speak of yourself, your affairs, or of anything else in a discouraged or discouraging way. An ounce of doing things is worth a pound of theorizing. To do things in a way you want to do them, you will have to acquire the ability to think the way you want to think. This is the first step toward getting rich. A man's way of doing things is the direct result of the way he thinks about things. Every man has the natural and inherent power to think what he wants to think, but it requires far more effort to do so than it does to think the thoughts which are suggested by appearances. To think according to appearance is easy. To think truth regardless of appearances is laborious, and requires the expenditure of more power than any other work man is called upon to perform. I'd like to elaborate on this last quote. This paragraph is both true and untrue. What Wattles would say, if he wrote it today and if he were also my student, every man has in their DNA activated or not activated the genes that make it possible for him to think what he wants to think. Bummer, eh? It is not automatic, and therefore not true that you can think what you want to think. Even if you can repeat a mantra, or an affirmation. Thinking it is a whole higher dimension. Thinking about it is not thinking it either. When Werner, some 30 days ago, said in almost everything he taught think this I could see one. The confusion in people's face, too. The result, they could not think that. I could, some of the time, but it was hard, it was a battle, and most of the time it was a losing battle. I have gotten better at it in the past 30 years, and there is more better to go. My difficulties thinking that lie mainly in business. So even though the capacity to think that has been open for me, I am still no further in actually succeeding thinking that than 70%. Every capacity works like this, open and closed, active or inactive is just a state of a switch, but what you do with it is totally a scale. A student of mine has managed to keep the side capacity open, the gene active, through a lot of work with doing collages. It is open. She asks with some regularity if the sight capacity is open or not. Mostly I tell her it isn't. Because to the degree she uses it depends on the amount of looking she does, including her cone of vision. And it has been 0 and 10%. I have recently activated some DNA capacities. Some are running with it. And most expect the capacity to do the work. The ones who run with it use it to about 7% but most to zero. You see, instant big results are only possible in the fantasy world. I once had a student who was good at fantasy football. And he took that skill to his adult life, and now he is doing things in fantasy and resents reality. A lot like The Matrix, wouldn't you say? The Matrix where goop is made to look like a juicy steak. But it isn't. Where success is going from social media to social media, posturing here and there, skimming articles, and buying courses you never do. All for the dopamine rush. Nothing accomplished, and you are not worth a damn. Or a dime, if you prefer. In the Create Turning Points in Your Life workshops, we look for fundamental anchors to the basement of your being that when you see what they cost you, you can choose to release. We do the identifying the anchors, your job is to release them. In your real day-to-day life. I managed to claw my way up the tree of life, the consciousness scale by attending small local gathering where they did the same process. And then I even got trained to lead it myself. Every, or nearly every time I saw an anchor. Because there are many. And then I did the work to release them. Some were harder to release than others. Each anchor is, in some way, something that you are sure about. Something that you are right about. I still have about 10 more I see that hold me back. So I am doing these workshops for my sake as well. I make them inexpensive because I am most interested in getting people in them that haven't done any work with me before. So they are introductory. If you don't like it, you and I should not be together. Lol. And I might even say, if you don't want to do it, you and I should not be together either. And I say that even if you have been buying stuff from me, but aren't willing to work on yourself. You just want me to work on you. As you can see from this article, I can take you to water, but I can't make you drink. It's not necessarily that you are not ready. You are probably don't think you have to do anything to get what you want, whether it is stuff, or is inner peace and joy. You think it should come to you. You have chosen the blue pill, my friend. And my work is for only those who have the humility to choose the red pill. The blue pill takes you back to the matrix, to the comfort of the matrix. The blue pill takes you to reality, where you can learn how to use your power that taking the red pill plus the capacity of responsibility makes possible. In the planned Saturday workshop series, if you come, I'll take you through some crucial issues that keep you stuck in the basement of your being, and will encourage you to catch that single crucial issue everywhere in your life. When you can start recognizing it even from just the mood of the issue, then you are ready to move to another crucial issue. You have anywhere from 30 to 50 issues, some more crucial than others. The first issue that comes up for most people has something to do with their parents, or their upbringing. Everything you are right about keeps you stuck. And you are right about 30 to 50 issues, so it will take a while to completely unstuck you, but each time you are willing and able to identify readily the issue in life, you'll make a jump in the quality of your life, in the accuracy of your vision, in your astuteness, and in your results. I didn't say how you'll feel about yourself and your life, because that isn't of course. You'll experience of your life, and of life will change. For some people dramatically. To be able to use the workshop effectively, unfortunately you'll need to have your child genes / entitlement genes disengaged. So if you don't already have that, I promise insights, but not breakthroughs. For now the DNA activation is put in cold storage. Can you come to the workshop if you haven't had your DNA adjustment? Yes. Please make sure I have your recent starting point measurements. The first available workshop is on October 16 at 4 p.m. ET. It's a Saturday. It is 10 p.m. in Europe, and 1 p.m. in California. Create a turning point in your life. Go to www.yourvibration.com/turningpoint. You can take this workshop as many times as you want. I have taken it about 100 times. Every time I dealt with an area or idea or opinion that I was right about. That was almost 100% of my methodology that has taken me to where I am. If you have nothing else changed but the DNA adjustment that includes turning on the responsibility capacity, you can raise your vibration to 500 with this method. Or the playground method. If you are not willing to do this kind of work, if you think you are perfect, then I have nothing for you. Sorry.